This is Saturday, June the 18th, 1994. We're going to start this morning, or this afternoon, by... Well, I had to make some kind of mistake. By reading today's writing. It says, please think, where do we go from here? As always, we go wherever you wish to go. God only provides possibilities, and you must fulfill the plan. Players, I am continually amazed at you readers in opposing directions. One day you see the way of it and applaud the accomplishments. The next you bash us for utilizing that which is actually sent for your assistance as being somehow ungodly. Or couldn't we do it some other way? A great group, for instance, that some 7,000 letters are going to the governor of Nevada. Couple that with the 100 sent in by you people, and you two reading audiences will swamp that office in behalf of Ron Jackson. Is Ron Jackson one of mine? No, he is himself, one of God's. Now, what do I mean by this? I mean that no man is an island unto himself, and every man, to grow, must have a place of service in which to grow. We don't just swing down on our rope. Being your ancestors, we must, by definition, be apes, and grab a sucker out of the people. We don't snatch, bully, or bribe. We present opportunity to fit the circumstance and need of both surface and the man. Sometimes it is service for the man. The last thing you will find from any we touch is a rolling around on the floor chanting and donning flowing robes to put on a pious face and sit in a lotus position and stare at the stars the rest of his journey. Never. So, if you are doing this, you are not serving in potential. You are waiting for God or lightning to strike you, possibly both. It won't happen. A man must present himself in the proper place, even for lightning to strike him, usually in a golf game. It is true, there is no living creature, including man, that can't be touched by God and changed or given to see. When this is at ready for service, we the messengers are sent to give the message. You have to have ones like Gunther Rusbacher, Ron Jackson, Bo Greitz, and others who seem as unlikely to get you through the mission. How many of you have contacts and strength to move Austria? How many of you can't, by working diligently, change a single thing in the circles of power, politics, and force? How many of you, by your own journey this far, can do very much of anything, or even touch the game being played by the adversary? How many of you can go forth and command gold transfers that the elite would rather you not transfer? How many of you have the ability, even through blackmail strength and knowledge, to cause transactions to be completed and commitments turned over? Oh, you think I do it? No. I serve just as do each of you. And it is long, hard negotiations and insistence on agreement keeping. And still it takes longer and more tedious bargaining. Why do you think the men I need continue to be in prison, even if it be in medical facility? Do you actually think God would pull off some magic coup? Confound it! What good would that do you? You are manifest on that physical stage, and you will perform or you will be dropped from the cast of players. It is quite simple. If you have no more desire to fill your task and play your role, then I suggest you take a reasonable look and consider why any other cast of workers would desire your company just to use up their time and energy. I sincerely suggest you all go back and read about Blue Beam. Your enemy is getting ready to shoot a whole bunch of you religious persons right out into Never Again Land. Exciting? Not out there. Money. The question was posed last evening about why do we have to so topically consider money for our work? Can't we just do it? Why? Because you are in a physical world where everything you touch requires a transfer of that which you call money, barter, something. In your own instance here, you can only collect great lawsuits and bashing and bits of money well managed to barely survive. Our mission needs more assets to simply get our fundamental structure built to offer passage. It must be done in an acceptable, reasonable manner, with no magical sideshows. Man must see that he, if given opportunity and using integrity and talent, he can live a godly-based life. It must be presented in the physical realm and experienced in the physical realm and accomplished in the physical realm, lest it have no value at all. You have been torn down in the physical expression. You must build up in the physical expression. Once you leave the physical expression, you no longer are a part of it except in possible guidance capacity. Most move on and do not even participate in that role. Check your own soul. Let us take the Eckers, for instance. They have nothing, but still it is considered by their enemies that they have millions of dollars. Further, they are attacked at every turn, but still it is through them, in one way or another, that contacts are made and possibilities grow. It is now getting better as others see and realize their capabilities and participation, while others must still wait. Is it only because of me, Hatton? No, they have felt the responsibility and have struggled day and night to effort to fill the needs here so all could move a bit further toward goals. Why them? Because they will give it all back to me, and we can share the gifts among us and build according to talents and needs. They have been tested under fire and passed the testing. Now we have ones who have strength in a higher up the ladder of conclusion for our needs, and they too are having to pass testing and come into realization of mission. In the process, they have to convince others who hold power around them to release according to agreements. You bet your pinky I am involved, but I am not going to do it for you. Sometimes I reason quite diligently, and it is most unpleasant for my adversary, but I will not do your job. If you will not do your job, we will go to another who will serve according to his commitments on this level of preparation for the play underway. Many players forget their roles and then forget the lines. The point of the adversary is to fry the brains and incapacitate his opposition through mind alteration and brain drain. It works. The vast majority of mankind is mind dead, no longer even thinking for self, past the next hit of drugs or welfare, or. It takes time and massive effort to weed out the thieves and consorts in every transaction underway, but you will find the adversarial thieves are falling to left and to the right and right out of the loop. For instance, there is something like a wad of 1.4 million tons of gold to be moved. Does anyone want to calculate the massive amount of loot that represents? This, in a time when thugs will kill for $1.50. Can you even fathom how any tiny handful of men can get this accomplished, even with the help of an entire alien fleet? Be patient. Next, we have to wait while you outgrow your need to kill in order to win. Death is too good for some adversaries. There are far more and better punishments than is a transient death. But that is neither here nor there, depending on the presentation of the personage as expressed. You have so many duplications running around who are programmed for this or that oftentimes the involved parties know who they are, and their absence is a massive improvement. For instance, if you have a little child's robot toy which keeps climbing the stairs and you can't get down the stairs, what are you going to do? Aren't you going to remove at least the batteries and park the critter? Lucifer has a lot more players in quantity without any soul expression than there are of you who are soul beings, at least 2/3 of the global population, as a matter of fact. So the elite can simply kill off the undesirables, and believe me, that includes the ones he will also tout for fair treatment, the homosexuals who practice physical expression of certain acts. He will urge them on and create more, just to ensure the demise of them all, ultimately, one way or another. The only group he cannot get rid of are the true creation of Creator. He can kill a body, but he cannot get rid of the soul. Well, he thinks he has found a way to do that, and it will get rid of a lot of annoying interference by simply translating bunches through his new ability for one world religion and simply whooshing bunches into outer nothing. They, the ones making the journey, will have no idea they aren't going to end up in the pearly city of light with God to their left. Those souled beings will take eons of sequence passage to reassemble their soul essence into energy functioning form again. You don't get anywhere for believing on anything physical to save you. No man can do anything for your salvation of soul. The rapture was manufactured for this very day of Satan. Why do you think the Bible warns of the latter days being so hard on the Christians? Well, that means any who believe they are to be transferred as human expression in some God's manifestation. Christ is a state of being. It is a state of soul energy expression. But you have chosen to lay the label onto man and dance a man's dream, and then you will follow the piper, who will be paid handsomely. The very expression of Christ is based upon the fulfillment of journey and the expression of goodness, not hop, skip, and jump on the first rapture presented in holographic form. Oh, at onset, it will appear valid enough, for a holograph is nothing more or less than mechanical expression of thought coalescence. So what will be assumed by the masses is that somehow their God, or whatever, has sent a rescue team of some kind to bring you to the land of lounging around with milk and honey. Darlings, it will simply not be so. All that will happen is that you will be whisked away. No milk and honey. Evaporation into a time warp of nothing. Will many listen to me? The ones who wish to hear will hear. Now we can talk about the true mark of the beast. That is the ultimate separation, my friends. The beast himself will send you out there somewhere. Oh, yes, he can. He has been practicing. But what of godly aliens? What about us? We are here to bring the message, the word, and show you the way. We will work with you, not for you. There is nobody going to be forced to do anything, including choosing the correct bunch of aliens to watch out for you. We will present in colors to identify openly. Believing is your problem, not ours. So don't expect magic shows to prove to the unbelieving, although the proof will be magnificent for the searching brothers. Perfection is not your goal, good friends. Working toward perfection is your task as you experience your journey. Reclaiming and creating balance and harmony in a global sense in society is your responsibility. I did not say your gift. I said your responsibility. You cannot do that by sitting on your assets, holding on to the physical, the things of the physical. Seems like an unlikely statement? No, because the goal is beyond the physical illusion holograph you have manufactured into expression of soul creation. Rapture and beyond. It is important that you understand something. Just because a project such as Blue Beam is utilized and fulfilled effectively doesn't mean this old world is gone. That is only a phase operation to get to Plan 2000. There will still be plenty of things needing overcoming. Nations to be reclaimed, and I think maybe that's Mr. Jackson. Hello? Speak up.
I don't think we got it. They may have. I don't know. Is that fax machine hooked up?
Yeah. I guess you accept the call. I didn't hear the operator.
You better bet.
Oh, I'm not interrupting anything, am I?
Everything.
Oh, well, sorry.
No, you're not.
Well, that's true. Who am I speaking to, Doris or the commander?
You're speaking to the commander. I don't let her out.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Women should know their place. You see how hard it is to be a man.
And I see they're also taking you very seriously.
Yes, sort of like you.
Well, I take you seriously on most counts. After what I saw last night in the sky, I am duly impressed, so...
Well, everything's not a failure. You see, children, even Ron Jackson can be impressed. It's all right,
that
brother.
That was quite unique. I'm going to sit down and have you explain to me one day how you did that. So, anyway, I've got several things I wanted to talk about today. And first off, in the last issue on Al Carter's lawsuit against the IRS, this is the first time that I've had to see it. Apparently, they sent me in two different copies, and they were not forwarded on to me. So after reading it, he's taking a rather unique approach in going after the Internal Revenue Service, and I think that that's probably what's needed, because in the past, the majority of people have sought monetary damages, and I have recently found out that whenever you seek monetary damages against any quasi or government agency, they are exempt from those. However, they cannot dismiss his action because he did not directly seek any monetary damages. So therefore, I can support his action. And even though it's not exactly like the one that I took against him, it is certainly a worthwhile endeavor. The second thing I wanted to mention is the count as of this morning into the governor's office is over 15,000. So I wanted to thank all the people who took their time to send in a letter. Then, in the past several issues of Contact, the Nevada Corporations is being emphasized as let me put it this way, as a safe vehicle to use, and in the very near future with our monetary system that's going to be changing, I would suggest that anybody who wants sort of a, let's say, a safe haven, should invest as quickly as possible into as many Nevada corporations as they can afford. They will find it to their best interest. The next thing I wanted to comment on was Project Bluebeam. Commander has used the term in a number of things that he said in the past as going in full circle. Project Bluebeam is the full circle for the one world order. In order for those who are pushing a one world order, they have to have a reason. And naturally, they're going to take a subject that is familiar with all of us, and that's religion, and they're going to use it against us. So I would suggest that everybody reread the information on Bluebeam, and they will understand when Bluebeam starts. And I don't have any schedule for it, but it's supposed to start this year. It was supposed to have originally started in January. However, they had some of the problems with the projection. So it will be this year, though. And the information that's contained in this week's paper is very, very accurate. So we should start preparing ourselves unless a number of things happens in the interim time. Now, in the past couple of weeks, well, it's been a little over a week, a lot of questions have come in to me about the book, Childhood's End, because I had made the statement that it was a prophecy. And what's amazing to me is that I'm receiving the same question from all points in the country. So, therefore, what I've done is I've made up an answer, and I wanted to convey this answer, and this is my opinion of what the book was saying, but each and every reference all referred to the character in the book, Karelin. So this is my answer, and this is what I've been sending people, and perhaps they can understand what I was saying when I said it was a prophecy. It reads, Karelin was the principal speaker for the race of beings, and as he spoke, he knew what to expect from people who viewed his appearance. He knew of the lore passed on, and its principal source was the Bible. As you will note, today in our society, how Satan or the devil is depicted. In the story, the last time Karelin visited Earth was 6,000 years ago prior to this visit. As you also know, what happens to a story after it's been told after just a few weeks? Can you imagine how a story can be distorted after 6,000 years? Yes, the devil. Now you know why I say Childhood End is a prophecy. The Bible is nothing more than a collection of stories told by honest people who actually believed in what they were saying. In reality, it is bits and pieces passed on by generation to generation of subjects to suit those individuals who were telling those tales. I think I probably helped Mr. Clark in the sale of his books because my mail indicates that over 200 people actually went out and bought a copy, or at least that's the ones that wrote to me. So I was very impressed by the book and still am. And also, if there are any other questions about it, I can give you my opinion of it and what it's saying. However, I think that the commander covered just about everything I would say when he referred to pages 180 through 185. So if there are any questions, why, I'll be happy to answer them if I can on the book or anything else that I've written about.
Now's your chance. When this man gets out, he's going to be busy, and he'll spend some time with us here, but he's going to hit the road. Just want you to know that we appreciate everything that you're doing. Ones try to make it through this life, Ron, the best way that they can. And most of the time it is without full view, without full knowledge, not even clear vision of their own purpose or their own reason for even being attending here. This is because, as you can recognize it, the higher level operators, I don't want to call them workers because they're gross operators, make it pretty miserable for ones who know things if they want to know what you know. And if you don't know anything, you cannot tell it. And they cannot blackmail me by assuming you carry the knowledge. My speaker is less informed about a lot of things than almost everyone here. And yet all of you know exactly what the play is, the story is, your job, everything. And that is opened to you as you move along. And ones will say, well, I cannot serve because I did thus and so. No, you can serve because you did thus and so. You cannot send. Well, I'm looking around for someone that we know. We can't send anyone in here out to do the job that Ron Jackson can do. We can't send anyone from in here or Ron Jackson to Austria to do what Gunther is going to have to do. Neither one of you could have done in the Philippines what I needed Mike to do. And yet, as it all unfolds, each one of you feels a little bit hamstrung because you can't even seem to get your assets out of a jail. But your brother can get you out. And I'm not interested in what you did last year or the year before, only in what you learned. And ones are expecting God to come down flapping with angel silver wings. Well, first of all, he sends the messengers to do the grunt work. And to shake everybody up and wake you up a little bit. To look around and say, oh my goodness, but this cannot be God. You know what the God that you are looking for is going to do to you? He is going to be shown as an image in your sky, and you are going to lay down, prone on the floor, praise Allah, take me, Father. And you're going to get taken, brother. Man, are you going to get taken? And then after it all washes out, of course, you won't know, will you? Ones of you wise enough not to bite. Because it'll look pretty good as ones vanish from around you. Well, where is my ride, Hatton? Be patient, my friend, and wait for the silver ship if you don't mind. It depends on what you expect. If you have not lived or have come around into the understanding, and I'm not talking about how you live. I am talking about that inside knowingness that connects you with Creator. And if you think you're going to get a free lunch and a free ride and a free ticket, you're going to end up with a brass ring, not the gold. And that is perfectly all right. And here is where you're going to hate God all over again. He's going to let you do it. What in the world would he do to stop you? You don't even have to go to the mountaintop for this one, brother. You can just go out in the parking lot. But it won't be like that. You'll be rounded up. Now, you've got to get over this whole thing about that mark of the beast. It doesn't matter what the mark of that beast is. You better go by the mark in your soul. And it's not going to appear there in flapping robes and pious countenance. And if that's what you want from God Creator, nothing more than flapping robes and a pious countenance that is unconditional for anything you do, all I've got to do is believe on a man who hung on a cross and dripped his blood all over me. That is called murder. And if you think murdering one of the purest entities ever to walk your earth get you to heaven, you better think again. You still have a debt to pay for that one. And if you think wallowing around in his blood is going to do it for you, I have terrible news for you. There is nothing of this physical plane that is going to save you in an energy form for God's places. Does that mean that everybody is not going to go in body? No, some of you, whether you like it or not, are going to go in body because you have a job to do and you've agreed to do it. And God has to send us to remind you that you did agree and make a commitment. And part of that commitment was not to know the whole plan so you could not spoil it. You will not be given to do more than you can do. You will not be given to bear more than you can bear. God is also very efficient. But you are expected to assume the responsibility of that which you can do. And sometimes you just have to be open and honest and say, Father, I guess I can't do that. And then help can be supplied. And it seems like, you know, well, I've got enough information that I should be able just to walk out of here. This would be wrong. Walk out into the muzzle of a gun or what? There has to be massive understanding on a lot of levels. And part of it is, you turkeys, keep your hands off my people. I want you to meet your agreements, or I am certainly not above vaporizing quite a few of your robotoids. Oh, but sir, I do not believe I'm a robotoid. I want to tell you something. Many of you are and do not know it. Dorma is the first to volunteer for being one, and she doesn't cut it. That is so tomorrow I won't have to type because I will have a snit or drop bricks on my fingers next time. It didn't work, did it? Each of you have a job, and each of you with a commitment at that level of soul energy will go on and get your job done regardless of all this facade going on around you. And you will be able to recognize the doors as they open. And as one closes, one always opens. And sometimes, you doers who are so impatient, your job is to wait to allow others to serve. If there are 15,000 response letters going into the governor of Nevada for one man, there are 15,000 hands that wrote or called. Or even if they sent 5 letters, there's still a whole bunch who needed to serve. But more than that, the governor needed to get them. This is the voice of the people being allowed to make noise in a way that will not get you killed. And some of you in service just gonna have to wait a little while others can serve and bear their responsibility. Because with each success that comes, the power flows back. And yes, indeed, there are some patriots that need to be gotten out of their cars because they no longer have a home. The Don Stewarts. But we've got to find a way for him to make a living to support his family without selling guns. Does everybody hear me? Is there something wrong with selling guns? No. Except that your enemy will take away your livelihood. And they will assume that you are violent. And they'll shoot you. I know it's hard. I know it's hard. I can give you a show, a view, a whatever. And I know that the moment it's gone, the mind doubts again. That's why magic doesn't prove anything. And it's constant. The barrage against you is constant. And unless you can see it or hold it, it doesn't have reality. And yet the things you can see and hold are the very things that have no reality. And Ron's on the line now. I'm sorry that I'm not going to take the time to go back and reread. We were in the middle of reading what I wrote this morning. Part of it is for Ron. You see, the question comes, and bless you for asking these questions. There are no mundane questions. I don't even mind you trying to test me, but be careful. I don't lose. And sometimes ones feel very foolish. And yet we can have one hell of a lot of fun while we're doing this. What do I mean by fun? The joy of experiencing. For goodness sakes, God had created humor. Let's have a little. I think probably what you think is that God created everything but patience. Well, you need to be tested with something. And there are always going to be these subjects that you don't understand, because this is where we must voice these things. And I understand when we come up against something and we're talking, and I have written, and it's about electrons, electrons, particles, leptons. And we may as well have some fun. What did Dr. Young say about leptons? He said they're little green people. Well, no. I want to show you one. We have a third dimensional, three dimensional lepton. And we'll let Ron wonder what in the soup I've got out here. But you notice, my lepton has a pot of gold. The question always arises, well, money is so human, it is so mundane. Gold is the greatest tester of man. And yet once you have acquired enough of it, it has no value at all, except for the power it buys. There's nothing wrong with power if you use it properly. You must assume your power, or you're never going to do a damn thing about this nation or your species. And there I go, being passionate and non-pious. You better get passionate about something. Because until you can feel some passion about getting something done in the injustice around you, you're never going to do anything. Just live out this little experience bitching about everything that you don't like. Go find the tiniest flower you can find amidst the weeds. And you take it and you put it under a microscope or even just a glass. And I want you to look at that perfection. And you'll see that God spent as much time on that tiny little flower as he did on the largest one that you can find. Ones will say, ah, but, sir, your experiment went wrong. It was a failure. God does not fail. And man doesn't have to. You have to have the same wherewithal resource that anybody else around you has to make it work. If the roof opened up here and all the money and gold fell in on you, it would just smash you. And all of your neighbors would come in and take it away, and the IRS would come and dig up you from the grave to get its, quote, share, because you will have obviously been a tax cheat. Now, this takes some commitment to planning, to arrange to get you the wherewithal you must have to turn this thing around and do it in such a way that the elite leave you alone.
Commander, excuse me.